Ubachola she yifne yashia. Whenever he turned, he made a mistake, yashia. So Drashi lohoye zoicha lohoris kalchosa. He wasn't zoicha to pask in the right way, kalocha. And Shaul made toys, he made a rusha, he made mistakes. The Yom Rabbi Yechanan, minayin shemochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu alois oven. How do we know though that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moicha Shaul on his chet that he killed out the ear Noiv HaKhanim? He killed out all the Khanim of the city. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moichelim? Shenema, the Pasuk says that when Shaul brought up Shmuel HaNovi and asked him, what's going to be with me? So Shmuel HaNovi answered back to Shaul and said, Mochar ato banecha imi. Tomorrow you and your sons are going to be with me. In other words, you're going to die tomorrow. Because Shmuel HaNovi was mace already. This was the mace that he went to the Baalas Oiv and he brought up Shmuel HaNovi and he asked him. So Shmuel answered him back, Mochar ato banecha imi. So we dash in imi to be with me, the mechitzasi. You're going to be in the same mechitzis that Shmuel is. Because just like Shmuel was close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu upstairs, Yisro Adin Shaul HaMelech will also go there. So it's a raya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moichel Shaul HaMelech. Shrash HaLeis Oven, or Oven Dinoid Ira Kahanim. Ato Banecha Imi, Shmuel Koma L'Shul. Shmuel told Shaul, Kishaleyu Ayidei Baalas Oiv. When he brought him up, then he told him, you're going to die tomorrow, but you're going to be with me. It's a raya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moichel him. Omer Rabbi Abba, Eiko Demashalu Lebnei Yehuda. Rabbi was asking, if anybody is going to go and ask or speak to the people of Bnei Yehuda, the Dayik Lishnei, they were Madayik very good in their learning, like we had before. So the Chur should ask them, how should we learn Pshat Nal Mishnah? Ma'avrin Tanan, does Al Mishnah begorus with an Aleph? That means Aver. Or Ma'avrin Tanan, or else does Al Mishnah, like we have it, with the Ayim Avrin? That's one shal you should ask them. Another shal is a shal of Masech Tabacharis about a mum of a behemo. Are you Gurus Akuzu Tanan or Yakuzu Tanan? With an Aleph or with a Nine? There's also a Shala by a Mum on the Beitzim of the animal. The Shala had to check it out. You make the behemoth sit down on his back, and that's a Shala, that's called Akuzu. So the Shala, is it with an Ein or with an Aleph? We have a Suffolk, how you Gurus there also? Is you should ask them Tanan, Val Yadi Shalinu. If they Zicha know the answer, should ask them. The Yamrilu, and they would know, Yadi Shalinu, they know. The Yamrilu, they will tell you. Is Iko Detoni Mi'avrin Tanan? No, Yadi. No, yeah. The girl says, Oyazu Tanan. Yadi. They would know. Shalinu, they talk asked them. The Yamrilu, you know what the answer back? The answer back like this. Iko Detoni Mi'avrin. Some girl says, Taki is with the Aleph. The Iko Detoni Mi'avrin. Some girl says, with the Yayin. No, they didn't answer back at Chlorazach. Hey, so whichever one you want is good. And Ika the Tani Yakuzi, some tackle in the Gemara and Bechoriz, the Lashon is with an Aleph, the Ika the Tani Yakuzi with an Ayin. Both Lashonis are good. Right, the Bnei Yehuda Daiki Lishna. And we're saying all this time now, Bnei Yehuda was Madaik in the Lashon. Whatever they said exactly what they meant, and they said in a clear Lashon. That's why I say it's a good needle there. It's good to talk clearly, to say out what you mean. Mahi, what's the Maisa they did like this? Masha, that was the meter always. They were Madaik in what they said. And mainly with that means that they learned good also. They were medayik in what they were learning. What's the ma'isa? They were medayik what they said. To Yehuba Yehuda, to Yomalhu Talis Yesh to Limcher. Rabbi Yehuda went out to the shuk and announced, I have a talis to sell. Who wants to buy a talis? Omalek, so somebody asked him, my gavan talischa, what's the color of your talis? The talis then was like a coat. Hey, you want to buy a coat? The guy wants to know, what color is it? Does it fit my suit or not? Is my gavan talischa, what's the cover of it? What's the color of it? Omalhu, so Bnei Yehuda answered back like this, Kitradin olayadoma. It's like the color of a tradin, of a beet that's on the ground. That's what he answered him. Rashi says, Kitradin olayadoma, Yerakrois hoise, was a little bit green, Kitseva Yerakrois, like the green of the earth. So he didn't just say the word Yerakrois green, because there are different types of greens. He said exactly Kitradin, this type of a beet. Ah, your beet is red, I don't know. And they're green or something. Their beets were green. But kids, they're Madaya Klor and the Lushan to say the exact color to give a marshal of what color they meant. So you should understand me exactly, this is the color. Mashen came Bnei Golil the Loidaik Elishna Mahi. We're saying the old time Bnei Golil were not Madaik what they said. They didn't speak so clearly. What's the marshal? What happened? What's the case? They didn't speak so clearly. Titanya. Tiyahu Bar Galila Devi Kozel. Viyomalhu Omar Laman Omar Laman. He was out in the street asking, who has an Omar? Who has an Omar? That's what he said. Is Omru Leh, they answered back to him, Galila Shaita. You're a Galila. They answered back to him, what do you mean to say? What does Omar mean? Galila Shaita. What do you mean to say? Chamor lemirka. Does Omar mean a chamor? That's what you meant to say. No, you said an aleph. You meant to say like a chamor. I mean, you want a donkey to ride on. Oy chamar lemishte. Or else maybe you want wine to drink. Chamar could also mean wine. So even though you said the word amor, maybe you meant to say the word chamor. You didn't pronounce it too clearly. Or else amor lemilvish. Maybe you mean want wool. Wool is also called amor. So maybe you meant to say like with an iron amor, lemilvish, you want wool to make a clothing with. Oy amor liyitchasa. Or else maybe you want a lamb, an imru can mean a lamb, lischasa to shecht. So your four things, what your emmer could mean. You didn't explain yourself too good. So therefore you call the shecht, like, say what you mean. You're asking people, do you have an amr? What does amr mean? Do you mean a chamor? What do you mean? Say clearly. Shrashi amr laman, medabe besofa rofam, v'leipira sha'ois, v'yena nikr, im omr, im chamor, im emmer. He didn't say clear what he meant. Omr lemilvash, lasas begotten, do you want wool? Or else, Emel is chasei, sell lishchet. You want a lamb to shecht with. So he didn't say. That's the maestro. They weren't medagdic in the lishrenes. Tomorrow, maestro, he is a saw there was a lady. She wanted to say to a friend, come and I'll give you chelav, I'll give you fat teat. She wanted to be nice to a friend. Come, I'll give you teat fat. Is Armelo, instead, she said like this. Sheluchti tuchlecha livoy. So sheluchti means loshen, I'll throw you away. And tochli liboy means that a libra means a lion should eat you up. That's what she said to him. Instead of saying, come and eat my fat, I want to be nice to you, she said this lushin. They weren't medagdik and the lushin so good. So Rashi says, tod yuchlech lechalba. She wanted to say, come, I'll give you fat eat. V'yena mefarshis lachtoch tevis. She didn't pronounce the words good. Zumi zu. Ulashmiya koteva v'teva. Mstar prashtei tevis kachas. Two got stuck together. The Ameris Nami Shaluchi Bechof, Vice Right Salaime Shluvasi. Shluvasi with a bait is Lushan a friend, your close friend. The Shliva means like two things together. So instead of saying Shluvasi, she said Shluchasin. Shluchasin means I'm throwing you away. The bait, Kamoi Mishalevis, Kalaima Chavart Chavarasi, my Chavarim. And so she said, first of all, I'm throwing you away. That just said, Tuchla Levoya means Klola, Mashma Shatech Lechlevia. She said, you should know the lion should eat you up. Instead of saying you should eat the lave, the fat, she said not clearly that a lion should eat you up. So the kids, you should talk clearly to say what you mean. How who is to saw another lady, the Yasla came with the diner. She came in front of the judge. Omra le, she said to the judge, Mori Kira. So Mori Kira, she says, right to Lima Kiri, she wanted to say Kiri with a kuf, which means who odin. In other words, my master. She wanted to talk nice to the judge and say my master. The Yomrin said, she said, Kiri, which means whoever, my slave. She said to the judge, hey, judge, my slave. That's what she said to him. Mari Kiri. Then Tifla Hevesli, I had a Tifla. Rashi, what does Tifla mean? Tifla Rashi, Roit Salaina Tavla Hevesli. She wanted to say she had like a board, a tavla, a piece of a board. The Yomra Tifla Vikur. Instead, she said she had a bean. She had. Tofla Hevesli, I had a bean. Ogenuvcha Min. And you stole it from me. That's what she told to the judge. Judge, you stole it. Shrashi gnuv chamin, roitza loyna gnuv mimeni. She wanted to complain to the judge that somebody stole my board. That's what she wanted to say. It was stolen from me. V'yomra gnuv chamin, demashma shagonvu esadayin. Forget, better. She said, somebody stole you, judge. That's what she told to the judge. He said, you were stolen. Somebody stole you. Gnuv chamin. Dekad heves. You should know she's saying how big was my beam that I ought to hang you, judge, on the beam, your feet will not reach the ground. That's what she told the judge. And she didn't mean to say this though. It's Rashi. My beam was so big, if we would hang you, judge, on the beam, your legs will not reach the ground. She said a lot of shtuyas here. The kad mashmachshav boy loyma. What she really wanted to say was, O kad heaven, if it would have been this way. She didn't really want to say the dying. She wanted to say if the beam would be hanging, you should know the beam would not reach the floor. That's what she meant to say. But she didn't pronounce it right, so it sounded as if the judge is hanging. Alright, but kids, you have to pronounce your words right. Say what you mean. No, I got the Gemara just a sum here about all this Gemara. The Vada is called Perish of Apeh. still nichlul in Gemara, and there are yisoidis here, and by learning every Gemara, you still get the schar. It's called limud haTorah. Exactly why these things are put in the Gemara, we don't know exactly everything, but there are big yisoidis here. Weiter. Devei Rebbe, Amsa Devei Rebbe. Rebbe's maid, she had this mishtoi beloshin chachoma. Chachma. She spoke a smart language. Omer, she said like this. No, these are called like hints. She didn't want to say exactly what she meant, so she said it out of hint that you should understand what she meant, and not everybody will understand it. Or only certain people understand her. So she said in the hint language. Chachma, she said like this. Olas nofes tekat. All of the trash at the same cliche derlin boyain, like the ladle you bring up the wine with. Minakovis. From a malo nakoitis, you fill up the wine, the glasses with the ladle of wine. She said, "Hochi, all this nikfos the car. The ladle is like floating in the barrel. Yedoyin nishraya likinayim. The eagle should fly back home." That means that Rashi nikfos the card. Menakefes pechovis means it's dangling in the chovis. Klaimer. When the ladle is banging in the barrel, that means there's come out no more wine left. Therefore, the ladle is banging there. You should know means that's the simon that the talmidim go home now. There's nothing more to drink. Stop eating now. There's no more wine. That's the way she used to talk. But she wants to tell that the talmidim go home. So it's not nice to tell them directly, stop eating, go home. So she said this Lashon Chochma. You should know the ladle is banging inside the barrel now. And Melo Nishrayo, the eagle, should fly back home. The card heavy boy, the lace one. But when she finds that she had a lot of food, and she wanted the Talmidim to stay there by lunch, she wanted them to sit longer, she would say like this. Heavy armor lahu, yaidin bos the chavrosa. Yada means the cover of the barrel should go next to his friend. Meaning he should go on to the next barrel, minei. V'toskvi aloch bechad, and it should float. The first cover should float in the next barrel. Ti'il for the yazla b'maya, like a boat that's floating on in the river. In other words, there's plenty of wine. The cover is floating in the barrel of wine. So may let's sit here and enjoy yourself. Rabbi Yosi Barasi and Tihevi Mishtoye B'loshin Chochma. When he wanted to talk in a smart language, he spoke like this. He said, "Also li shorba mishpat, make me a shorba mishpat, an ox." At the judgment. What does an ox got to do with judgment? Shor ba mishpat. So Rashi, that's when you wouldn't guess. Rashi, shor ba mishpat. Tardin. What he asked for was beets. That's what he asked for. How, what does shor ba mishpat got to do with beets? Tur. Tur means the lotion of an ox. And a tur dain is shor. And tur mishpat dain. Because he wanted to say, shor mishpat means tradin. Tar is a lotion tur, a lotion of an ox. And dain is lotion of a mishpat. So in order to, the way he said, give me some beets, he said, bring me a shor mishpat. Bring me an ox and mishpat. That's tradin. Tar is shor, and din is mishpat. That's the way he spoke. So kids, so nobody should understand what he meant. Only his cook, he spoke like this. Give me a shor mishpat. Vayta betur misukin. Betur misukin is a drashi. Har dal, that means that's in a weak mountain. What does that mean? Chardal. He wanted mustard. When he asked for mustard, he said, betur misukin and a weak mountain. Because that's what chardo means. Chardo means har dal, a weak mountain. So that's the way he spoke about mustard. Lekadevi shol b'yishbiza. When he wanted to ask somebody about his innkeeper, how she's doing, omru hochi, you say like this, gvar pum dein chai maizutuvum. Now gvar means a man, pum this one, dein here, chai is still alive. Shrashi, that's the taich of ushbiza. Shrashi, masho b'yishbiza, you want to ask about the innkeeper, shoyel overage rochim b'nyon yishbizayu, they said, go for a man, pum dein chai, means ish. Ish means for a man, that's called ushpizin. Pi, his mouth like, ush pi, zu, this one, chai is still alive, that's called ushpizi. Ush kamoi ish, like a man, pum kamoi pi, his mouth, din kamoi zir. That's what I used to call the innkeeper, gvar pum dein chai. Mazu toivim, midrashi kloimer, kama toivloi. Hey, so he used to ask around the innkeeper, how good is this innkeeper? Because he had to go to a hotel to eat, so he asked around, how good is this hotel? So he asked how good the hotel is by this lotion. Nobody should understand what he meant to ask, only this few tamidim. When he wanted to say this lotion chokhmo, he said like this, as regal the pchomin, make the pchomin the coals like an esrik. What does that mean? Shrashi, as regal the pchomin, and Vaiti said, arki and lezuvin.
Meaning, you take the gold and smooth it down. Merakik means bang the gold down, make it very thin. Trashi, Haviras of Chol, he meant to tell him, burn the coals very hot. Lios Adoim, should be red, kesra like an esrig. She Yeshotchu Gecholam Aloishchais, Al Pi Akira Leschamim Kenegdin. In other words, make the fire very, very hot. And Ariko Shotu Kamarikiel Zuvin, Gecholam Lechshas Adumas Kizov. He didn't mean really bang down the gold. He meant take the burning hot coals that looked like gold and smoothen them out. V'yosuli shnei magidei botor. Trashi shnei magidei botor. Tana gerlim. Make me two nice roasted chickens. Hamadiyan or oinoy salayla. That would tell the cracks at night. Ika di amri v'yosuli bahen shnei magidei botor. Make with these coals for me two roasted chickens. Omalei Rabbanan Rabbi Avua. Hatspine Heichen Rabbi Eloi. As Rabbi Eloi was hiding someplace, they asked him, where is Rabbi Eloi hiding? Heichen Rabbi Eloi Tzofen. Where is he hiding? Omalehem Olots Benara Achrenis. He's hiding with a girl, a Nara. Aharanis, that's what she is. She's Aharanis. We'll soon see what this is. Trashi Hatspine Herenu Loshin Tzayf Felichas Beisam. Tzofen Hoye Mitzchabed Lehoye Yoidim Atamidim Leichen Hoye. As Rabbi Eloi was hiding someplace, the Tamidim didn't know where he was. So they asked, where is he? So he said, Olat Benara Ahuranis, Ahuranis, Iranis Venirusoni. That's what Mora says. Olat Benara Ahuranis, Ahuranis, Iranis Venirusoni. He's all these four Lashonis, that's what happened to him. Omaloh, so some say Amri Loh, some say Isha. It actually means he went with an Isha. So Rashi says his first wife died. Real Sistam, he married the second wife. He went with the second wife. The Yamrlo, and some say, means Mesechta. He was a Rangatan and learning that he got lost someplace. Right? Rashi, these Lashonis means, Olat Benarva Ranis, Soma Chalayla Benarva Acharanis, V'yachshav Hu Yoshin. Means he thought to get married that night, and he's sleeping now. Is Amrlo Isha, Aranis Bas Koyin. Acharanis means Meis Ishtoi. Is he got married to a new Bas Koyin? Because his first wife died. That means Acharanis Meis Ishtoi Rishonim, V'zu Acharanis is the second one. Iranis means Balas Chain Vecharifa, Kodam Er. She was, first he's awake, she was a very good wife. Vanirosi, Lehoyo Yocholishim. And he couldn't go to sleep because of that. That's what he meant to say. Kitsi is telling him he got married, leave him alone. Mesechta, Orayis Mesei the Kodeshim, Avoidis Aaron, Achranis, Sayim Acheris, Vischo Bezu. Kitsi was learning Kodeshim, he went from one Mesechta to another Mesechta. Amilol Rabbi Loi, Hatspinunu, Nehechen Rabbi Avua Tzofen. They asked him, where is Rabbi Avua hiding? As he also went to hide someplace. Where is he hiding? Omalohen Nisiyayitz Pemachter. Trashi Nisiyayitz Pemachter means Nota Rishus Minosi. He took Rishus from the president. Machter means from the president, and he went. Vehin give of Hiboishis. And he went south to meet Hiboishis. If Yevoshes, he has a lashon like an Adam Godel. Rashi says, Lefnei Ziknei Durim, he went to the big Zikanim in the south, Shein Chachomim Yoid, Al Shem Shoim, if Yevoshes, Adam Godel, Karol Luhuachi. That's why they call him if Yevoshes. It just means he went to learn in the south by a big Talmid Chachomim. That's where he went. Omer Rav Yeshua ben Chanina, Miyomai Lo Nitzchani Adam, nobody ever outwitted me. Nobody ever said something to me that like I didn't get the last word. Chutz Meisha, one time a lady, Tinik, one time a young boy, but tonight as a young girl. What was the three maisim? Isha mahi. What was the maisim once with an isha? Pa machas nisarchti eitzlach sanya. Once I went, I was in an inn. I was by an isha. I was eating in the house there. Achas osa sili pulin. She made for me beans. V'yoyim rishin achaltim. The first day I ate the beans. V'loi shiarti. I didn't leave over anything. There was gishmak. I finished the whole plate. Man klum. I didn't leave over anything. Shania the second day, v'loi shiarta. I didn't leave over anything. Man. V'loi shiarta, man klum. V'yoyim ashlishi, the second day, haktichosim b'melech. The innkeeper, she put a ton of salt on these beans. As kivin shatamti, as soon as I tasted one bean, my vey, mashachti yodim hem. I put my hands away, I'm not eating no more. It's too salty. Omra li, Rebbe. So the innkeeper said to Rebbe, mifnei ma'in chasayit. How come you're not eating today? Like, she wants to know what's wrong. So the Rebbe didn't want to tell her it was too salty. Unless he was embarrassed, he didn't want to embarrass her. He didn't want to tell her it was too salty. Is amarti lo kvasarati. So he told you, know what, I ate already today, I'm not hungry anymore. Kvasarati me by jirin, that's why I'm not eating anymore. Omru li, hoy lecho limshach yedechem min apas. Abazoi, how come you stopped eating the beans? You should have stopped eating the bread. It's the bread you kept on eating. You only stopped eating the beans. So Tzaraya, you weren't full. You were still hungry. Sakhi, we didn't eat the beans. Omra li Rebbe, Shema, so she got the last word here. Omra li Rebbe, she said to the Rebbe, Shema lo hinachta peyav rishonim. Maybe you didn't leave over pay in the rishonim. There's a reason why leaving over this portion of beans is because she forgot to leave over peyav from the first portion. She's leaving over peyav now. Now she just got back to him. Like something's wrong here, why are you leaving it over? And that can't be. Didn't we learn not like that? If you didn't leave over teya, teya is the tfuah that grows in the ground, you have a wheat field, you have to leave over 1/60 of the anin. If you didn't leave over when it was cut, after you cut it down, you can still take it off when it's still flour. But once you put a bilfis in a frying pan, then there's no din payer anymore. So here, this is fried beans I'm giving you now. How come I'm leaving over teya here? Abu Mashairim, teya, bikara. But you'll have to leave over teya in the pot. Not in the ilfis, but in the pot. So the kids say she got the last word here. That's the one time Rebbe lost out. What's the case by a young girl? Mahi. I was going over a field. I was going through a road that was going through somebody's field. Through a sodom. I was going over this road. Omrali Tinoika, so this little girl asked me, Tinoika Sachas, Rebbe, Loisodhizu, isn't this somebody's field? How come you're trotting down the field? How come you walk in the middle of the field like you're ruining his field? Omati Lo, I told him, Loi Dera Kabushi, isn't this our road? Like I see Klo, it's a path. And once you have a path, you'll have to walk there. Omrali, the little girl answered back to me, Listim Kamaisla Kavshua, you know who made this path? The Ganavs, all the robbers that came down stealing here, they made this path like you. So the kids, it is the private property here. You have the right to be here. Don't walk here. So he was wrong. But she hopped him. Tinik, what was the maaser with the kid? Mahi pamachas yisamalam baderech. He's going on the road. For isi tinik yeshiva pashat rochim. I saw the tinik standing by the pashat rochim, the turn. He didn't know to go right to left. There were two roads in front of him. He didn't know which way to go now. For yamarti loya, I asked this kid, v'yeza derech leelach, which road is better for me to go? He told him I have to go, I have to get tele. Which road gets me straight tele? This is a short road, but it's very long. The other road, Arucha, is very, very long. Look, Sarab, it's very, very short. That's where he answered. His male Rebbe said, no, Balakta Biksarab Arucha. He took the first choice, but I'll take the shortcut. Even though the guy said it's long, but I'll take a shortcut. Kivan Shigatil here, it's like a very shortcut. He got straight to LA. It was almost trapped off. I couldn't get in there. It was full of Pardesim orchards that I couldn't walk through the orchards. It's Chazati Lachure. I had to go all the way back again and go around the other road. It's Amati Loi Bini. Halayamati Lik Tsarum. He asked the kid, I asked you, could I go this road? You told me to shortcut here. What's wrong? I see I can't get through. Omalis, the kid answered back. Loyamati Lachu Arucha. But didn't I answer you? I told you it's a shortcut. But I told you it's a long road. You can't go through there. So the kid outwin him. Is Neshakta Varosha. He went and he kissed the kid. The Amatlan, he told him, Ashreichem Yisrael. He praises Klal Yisrael. Shekulchem Chachomim. G'day Lamatem. Migdulchem Yad Kitanchem. From the older people to small people, you're great Chachom. As you're a smart kid, he had Hanor from the kid. He gave the kid a kiss. We have Yosef Lili here because of Yucher. Yosef Lili was walking down the road. Ashreichela Bruya. He met up with Bruya. She's a famous lady. She was Rebbe Meir's wife, Bruya. She was a famous lady. He met up with Bruya. Is on my law, so Rabbi Yosef Lili asked her, "Be'eze derech nedech lud? Which road? How's the way to go to Lud?" Is on Rolei, so she answered back to him, "Galila shaita, Galila you're a shaita." Rabbi Yosef Lili, she called him back a shaita. Leika chom rechom, didn't chom learn like this? Al tarba sicha misha. You're not supposed to talk too much with women. So Mela, here you meet me on the street. You shouldn't talk too much to me. So what did he say to her? All he said to her is, "Be'eze derech nelech lud." Which way is the right way to go to Lud? So she answered back to him, "Hoy lecho loyma be'eze lud." All you should have said is just, which way to Lud? That's all. Talk the shortest possible. You said too many words. Don't tell me Arich is there. Be'eze derech nelech lud. No question. You should have said be'eze lud. More bruya, this Remeya's wife, Ashkeluhu tamida. She saw a Talmud that he called Goros Belichsha. He was learning to her, but very quietly. He was learning to himself. Is Botashbe? She gave him a kick.
Yeah, Botashbe, Omrolei, and she said to him, Kach Kosuv, doesn't Omrolei, Loi Kach Kosuv, doesn't the Postik say like this? Arucha Bakurl Ushmura. It should be ordered. It should be in order with everything, and then it will be watched. What does that mean? If it's ordered, if it's used, if all your ramachei vorim are being used when you are learning Torah, then mishtameris. Then it will be watched by you. You remember the Torah. The yimlav ain't a mishtameris. But if you do not use all your vorim when you are learning Torah, it will not be watched by you. The mele here, if you're not using the koyach of lashon of speaking, you're learning quietly, you're not speaking out loud, you're not using koyach of dibur, that's called you're not using up all your ramach evorim. Therefore, the Torah will not be mishtameris b'toicha, will not be watched by you. Lamaisa, this is brought down talking aloha in your adaya. That's a bris krusa. Whoever learns, one thing is brought down if you learn in the base of Knesset, or else if you learn out loud, you speak it out, you say it out loudly, it's a bris krusa, you won't forget your learning so fast. Yeah, alright, Mr. Mustafa.
Daf Nun Dalad.
So she said Talmud was learning the Lechisha quietly.